It is 6:05, and at 6:05 p.m. So I am ready to call roll call. Present. All right, Alan. Teresa Allen is present. What is today? 12/6/22. Alan is present. Bill Crozier?
I'm here.
Thank you, Bill. Tom Harper?
I'm here.
Thank you. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Robin Lewis?
Here.
All right. Well, we have a great baseball score here so far. 5 out of 5. Nancy Sibaranaratomi?
Sibaranaratomi is present.
6 out of 6. Wow. I know that Rob Lee is not intending to come to these meetings. Kurt Gerdrum?
Yep.
Yay, Kurt. Chrisanda Thibodeau? No. Jane Scheidler? No. Sandy Weinman? Not hearing Sandy. Okay. Great. I sent out the agenda and the minutes originally. Does anybody see the date on those minutes that I sent them out? I think it was like the day after our last meeting.
It was the day after last meeting.
November 15th.
November 15th. So I sent them out on November 15th, and then I sent them out. See, November 15th was a Tuesday. So I sent them out the day of the meeting. Either that or the next day. Okay. And then I sent it out earlier today. So the agenda is number 1, call to order and roll call. 2 is approval of agenda. 3 is approval of minutes. 4 is a report from Robin. 5 are 4 projects. 6 is new business. 7 is confirming next meeting, and 8 is adjourn. Does anybody have anything specific that they want to discuss in new business? Any fundraising
online
things specifically? Online auction.
Online, yes.
Okay, tab. Okay. Online auction. Anything else? All right. Well, that's for sure. All right. Does anyone want to move approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Yes.
Harper moved approval of agenda. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Okay. Any objections to approval of agenda?
No.
All right, passed without objection. All right, approval of the minutes. Now I have a date on my agenda. I have it dated 11/16, but I think it should be 11/15. So with that corrected, does anyone want to move approval of the minutes?
I approve and move. Move to approve the minutes, however, with change.
Yes.
Okay, so Tom Harper moved approval of approval of the minutes with correction.
As amended.
Yes.
Of date of minutes. Okay. Okay, does anybody have any objection to approval of the minutes?
No.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience, everybody. All right, Robin, you're on. You want to tell us, give us a report?
All right. As was reported last time, the October membership drive brought in $121,000, which was 80% of the $150,000 goal. After that, there was Giving Tuesday, which was very successful. From donations from here and there, we got about $7,500. And then with the match of donations from board members, which has reached $2,000, Giving Tuesday brought in $9,540, which is just about at the $10,000 goal, which is the best Giving Tuesday KPFT has ever had, as far as I remember.
Excellent.
Well, we might still be receiving just a little bit of money on that.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I did talk to some people that tried calling in and couldn't get through, so they mailed it.
Okay, well, that's good. One thing I've noticed about the few cars that have been donated in FY23 is that we seem to be getting more money for them. So something's changed in the used car market. So right now, last time we talked, car donations were at $1,918, and then we got a couple more donated. So now we've gotten $5,500 so far for vehicles. And that's just with three vehicles. Something has changed out there.
Okay.
Sunday was the Sweet Mama Cotton event that was a benefit for KPFT. And KPFT, we made $1,544 at the door. Well, not at the door, with the various ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
And a few sales of KPFT swag. Nothing big, but a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really good. It was a very nice event. Weather was beautiful. Music was lovely.
What about the second Cottonwood concert? How'd that go?
I have not gotten any report from them yet. They haven't communicated what they're going to give to KPFT yet.
Okay. Do you have any idea what the attendance was like compared to the first one?
No, I don't. No.
And were we selling anything at that concert?
No.
Okay. No report yet. All right.
I have a question. What's the name of that place?
The 14 Pews for Sweet Mama Cotton concert?
No. You're talking about the second concert and there were no sales.
Cottonwood Club.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have anything else?
Oh, I know. It was a rock.
Okay, go ahead.
Rock October. It was called the Rock October, right?
It was called Rocktober.
Rocktober.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It was fun. I had excellent time when I was there.
Okay. Did it seem like there was a good crowd?
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, how much did they charge to get in?
I don't know that, but I know that the Cottonwood Club was selling or asking for donations, and they would get a shirt and a glass at the door. So, you know, but as far as what they were charging, no, I have no idea.
Okay. Robin, was that one of our T-shirts?
No. Mm-mm. It must have been theirs.
Okay. All right.
They were collecting donations to pay PFT, and you give a $10 donation, you get a glass, and anything above that, it was for T-shirts, $20 donation, and you get a bag. I got one, so, you know, I got a glass, a bag, and a T-shirt. So.
Well, that's a lot. So the bag, is a bag a KPFT bag?
No, it's a Cottonwood bag.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you must have given more than $10.
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. Do we have anything else planned, Robin, that I'm unaware of? Any other fundraisers coming up?
Nothing other than the usual December quiet drive, which is kind of on now, going on from now to the 31st.
And that's actually a November, December, right?
Yeah. We're going to call that the end of the year effort to make money. That will, you know, Giving Tuesday is going to be counted totally separately, and then everything else that comes in will be end of the year effort.
Okay. I just want to be concerned. I just want to be careful that when we count the money for Giving Tuesday, that we measure it by the same measures that we did last year. So that's all I'm concerned about, because I would like to know, I'd like to be able to kind of discuss what we did right and what we did wrong. In fact, this might be a good time. Robin, did you have any suggestions for us on the Giving Tuesday of what we did right and what we did wrong, or what we could improve upon? No suggestions? Does anybody have any comments about what we could have added to Giving Tuesday? I was out of town up to the night before, so I really didn't hear how it was covered on the air. Does anybody have any comments about that? Was there anything that you heard that was particularly compelling?
Programmers were asking for Giving Tuesday.
Okay. That's Did you like what you heard?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that you did not like about the... I'm a little stuck on my computer here. Was there anything about the Giving Tuesday that you thought was not effective or was counterproductive? This would be Giving Tuesday suggestions. If I had to do it over again, I would like the challenge grant to have been more of a challenge. I didn't hear it, so maybe it was, but in our conversations, I think that's something we did not develop. I know that in times past on KUHF, for example, there was one time that said, somebody's calling in, and if you give money, they will chip in $5 if you say you like broccoli. And that was an incentive for me, because it was George Bush that didn't like broccoli. And I didn't particularly like George Bush, the father, the elder. So that was an incentive for me to give. And also, I guess it was maybe an attorney or somebody, and it was kind of funny. So it caught my attention in that way. But it gave me something to kind of hook into. We had this $2,000, but we didn't really say, well, you're only going to get the $2,000 if we hit this goal or something. So I would suggest that we give that some thought as to whether that may have motivated any additional people. I also would like, I wish that we had first of all, I wish the challenge grant had been used more for leveraging more donations. And what was the other thing? I forgot what it was.
This is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
It would have been more interesting if we had said, for example, you know, when they say, well, my goal for this fund drive is so much and I've gotten so much, donations and I need this much more. But we didn't get any kind of update on what was going on with the, nothing. Just please give, please give, please give. And so it's kind of like, well, did they make enough? Or did they, well, I don't know. Or do I, you know, if I knew, oh, they were just this or just this much more, or maybe people would be more incentivized to give. But when you're just asking for money, and we always ask for money, and that's about it. So it's like you're not giving them information.
Thank you for that. That's a good point. And maybe we just kind of forgot that. Maybe because it wasn't a pledge drive, we didn't do that. So maybe we should be a little bit more systematic about it next year.
And also when we have these things, we usually don't report to the people, oh, we made this much. Thank you, blah, blah, blah. You know, we usually don't say that. We're just so happy to get it, you know, the money, but we don't really report how much we made or thank you very, the thank you is really important. And we don't even post it, you know, like. and the last fund drive, I don't think I got the, Robin, did you send it out, how much each show made? I don't remember receiving it. If possible, if you could send that to us.
Robin, did you hear that request? Can't hear Robin. Maybe she's on mute.
Maybe we lost her.
Okay, so the suggestions from Nancy are she wishes for updates on donations throughout the day, wishes for updates
Giving
totals,
Tuesday.
I should say, totals.
Yeah, anytime, yeah, even during fund drive, if we would just let people know, and Sandy was doing that at this last fund drive, we got so much this time. That is really, it's like giving the membership some information that they should know, they have a right to know.
I think that puts people in more of a giving mood when they feel that they're part of a crowd. There's a little bit of...
Yes, a group effort, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you wanted more thanks to specifically to donors, to specific donors, which I think would be good.
Well, we can thank on the air by saying we made this much, and thank you, thank you, and then have that repeated, or just have asked the programmers to say it live instead of a cart. But anyway, get it done. The thank you.
Yeah. Well, some of them do.
Yes, some do. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
But not all, not all.
Okay.
We should post these things, actually, you know, so people can see their donation and what time it went in, and then they could see other people's donations, so they feel like, oh, more like trusting us. I really think we should post things that are given. And
all
when
right.
you have evidence of what has been given, then you've got evidence that you got this. And you've got evidence that something wasn't stolen. So, I mean, you have no evidence, you present nothing, you don't have any idea.
All right, so Nancy Sarbarno-Tobin wants updated totals on donations throughout the day, wants a report on how well the programmers raised money, and needs more and wants more thanks to specific donors. Right?
Well, I want it posted. I would like it posted on the website, like, so people can see how much, where their donation was, and their, I mean, maybe not with their name, maybe just the first name, or, I don't know, membership number. This needs to be discussed. Some people don't want to be known how much they gave, so it shouldn't be, like, you know, their full name. But,
well, it might be nice from programmer to programmer if we say, you know, James Nagel and Connie raised, you know, $2,000 and and Nuestra Palabra raised 500. If we tell the programmers how well they did, then they can compare their success to other programmers and maybe even contact those other programmers and say, how did you do it?
Well, I would not do that.
But I mean, I think it's better. I'm saying it's better that the programmers get that feedback than the public. I don't want the public to be told, "Well, so and so didn't raise any money on
giving
Tuesday." I thought that's what Nancy was saying. That's why I responded that way.
But overall, you thought
that the programmers pitched well. Maybe there were some programmers that didn't pitch at all. I don't know how they were told to do that.
I don't really want this a competition on which show did best, because we know it's always the same shows. It's the music shows that get most of the donations, and it's not really a fair contest if you're comparing by how much, because some shows are in the middle of the night, some shows are during the day, and some are on the weekend, which really is a big advantage, and some shows are every day, so that those shows have much more. It's not really a fair fight or fair competition. Yeah. But just tell the people, how much was made, and thank you very much. And then have a place where they can click and they can see all the donations, but without the names, just like maybe initials or their membership number, so they can find their donation and they can see other people, how other people donated. Then it's called transparency. And then if there's any mistake, the person who reported it, the business manager or the manager, is going to get into hot water, and they're showing honestly that they take responsibility. Then it's called financial transparency. That's what's lacking in Pacifica. We really don't know. Even the board members,
I didn't think there was any suspicion in that area.
When you don't have it, you don't have evidence of what you made, and you don't have evidence of stealing. When you don't have evidence, you don't have nothing.
Speaking for myself, I usually get a summary at the end of the year for tax purposes. I thought everyone did. Oh well, I don't know.
Well, I think what we're talking about is an on-air update of the totals throughout the day, acknowledgement by the programmers for specific donors, if they know that, verbally. And Nancy is suggesting that maybe something on the website or maybe even on Facebook. And I'll just put that in parentheses.
Good, yeah.
If we could do that, just to acknowledge more people.
Do we have someone that updates the website, or is that another fun thing for Robin to do in her spare time?
Well, I think several people are work the web page and Facebook.
Great. Okay.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. There was something that was on my mind, but I can't remember what it is. So I guess I'll put it with an asterisk at the bottom of the minutes if it occurs to me.
The next one is coming up soon, right? It's the Quiet campaign.
We're in it right now.
Oh, when did it start?
Robin, we've been in the Quiet campaign for November and December, right?
Yeah, so to speak. December is a little more active than November is, as far as asking for donations. The programmers have been told to make the ask, but not so intensely. Maybe once or twice during their show, depending on how long their show is. They're going to be supported by email campaigns and also what goes on in social media too. So that's how we're going about that. We don't want to turn it into the usual kind of membership drive. They don't have to push that hard.
When is it officially? Had already started?
Yes, you're in it right now until the end of December.
All right, Robin, do you want to tell us about the gift that people are getting for Giving Tuesday?
They're getting, those that donated $40 or more are getting a little, I guess, an ornament. You can use it a Christmas tree ornament. You can hang it anywhere you want. It looks like a little white ornament with KPFT's logo on it. You can easily see a picture of it. You look at the donation page on KPFT. I also sent emails out to most of the people on this call should have gotten one, but it would have been on the day before Giving Tuesday, I believe, to see what it looks like.
Okay. All right. So thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, and I just had a friend that my friend Mary – I think we've been very persistently sending her mailings. And I told her, I said, you know, Mary, you don't have to give every time you get an envelope, because she seems to be getting them quite often. But she said, I just got another thing, and I'm so how are we sending out mailers? Can you tell me how that's working?
The way it's always been working. Every month, we send out a renewal letter to people who are in the renewal cycle. In other words, who are just about to have their membership expire, and then up to a couple of months after it actually does expire. Also, people who donated and said they want to be billed, they get billed at about the same time as the renewal letters. So those are the main mailings KPFT is doing at the moment.
So
I have a question.
The letters going out, wait just a minute, Nancy, let me clarify. Letters are going out to people who are about to, whose membership is about to expire, and then maybe a month or two later they get other, if no response, they get maybe two more letters or something like that? Is that what you said?
2 months before your membership is about to expire, you get a letter telling you it's about to expire, don't you want to renew, that sort of thing. 1 month before, the month of, 1 month after, and then 2 months after. So, yeah, you get five chances to answer to this letter. If you don't answer at all, you don't get any more of those letters.
Okay.
Or if you renew.
All right. So she's probably sending in money but getting something that's crossed in the mail. I think I'm on a few of those. And then you said there's also other letters. What are those other letters?
People who said they wanted to be billed for their donation.
Ah, okay.
They get billed in the letter. And we do that. We bill them for up to 7 months. You know, so if they donated last month and said, bill me and we send you one, and you don't pay the bill, no matter how you do it, then you get another one. Until 7 months is over, then we stop. We figure you aren't going to do it.
Okay. Got it. Okay, any other questions for Robin?
Yes, I have a question. Do we say in writing, or we just say by words? I've heard it by words, that when you're Stainer, you continue to be, you know, your money will be continued to be taken out of your bank account until you tell us to stop. I mean, is that written for sustainers? I'm not a sustainer, so I don't know.
Yes, when you make your sustaining donation, when you say that's what you want to do, your confirmation says that's what will happen.
Okay, so when the credit card changes, or, you know, the credit card is expired, then what's the process? So we don't lose those people. I mean, like,
right now we have the membership database updates credit cards when they are able to. There are certain conditions with the credit card companies where they can sometimes and sometimes they cannot. So that happens with a lot of them, but with some of them it does not. And we have Jill Morgenstern is helping with that. She actually calls and emails people whose cards have expired and and the system hasn't been corrected. So that happens every, actually several times a month.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, because
Jill is calling people who are lapsing because their credit card name, credit card changes.
Those people should not be on the lapse call list. Those are people who have not responded to a renewal offer. They're like at 6 months out, or they were billed, they were asking to be billed, and they never paid that pledge.
Oh, so Jill's calling them.
And it's been after 7 months with them.
So that's the one that Jill is calling?
No. Those are the ones that you and the group that you're with have been calling. Jill is calling people. Like, say, we have a regular schedule for, charging people for their installment pledges, whether they're a sustainer or not. And then most of the time, most of those charges go through, but some do not because their card has expired or has been, you know, cut off or whatever. And those are the people that Jill has been contacting.
So somehow you know that. I mean, you like some red flag goes up, or somehow you're told, or you're not checking each one. Couldn't possibly go through that. So somehow
I'm very glad we're following up on that.
So it's some kind of system, right, Robin? Like you're told, well, this one and this one and this one, their credit card did not go through. I see. So you don't have to check each one, right?
Oh, no, no.
All right. So any other questions for Robin? Okay. So we have four projects, and those projects are, first one is lapsed donor calls. I have had, Hank came over, and actually he didn't call any lapsed donors, but I think Hank Lamb will do it again, and I think Kurt has done it, and we'll probably call Tom. You know, we'll probably do that maybe, next week or...
Yeah, I will. I'm sorry.
We should probably try to do one more time before the end of the year.
I'm sorry about that. I had another meeting to go to, so I apologize.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, okay. We are still making lapsed calls, and we'll probably do that in January. Is that okay, Robin? Once in December, and then again in January?
Yeah, of course.
I have a question. Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, when you do these lapsed members calling, approximately how long do you do in a day, and approximately how many days, and I mean, like, approximately how many people do you call?
Well, today...
I did it. Yeah, go ahead.
Today I was at the station, so I made about, I only made about six calls because I was working on something else. But one guy I had called, and he said that he liked Shake Russell when I was talking to him last. And I asked him, and he gave 150. He hadn't given last time. But when he heard that Shake Russell was at Milbend, and I told him, well, if you want to donate, you can get some Shake Russell tickets. He said, okay, I'll give 150. So, okay, I'll take that. But
I didn't even know there was any kind of fundraiser for KPFD at Milbend Coffee House.
Well, because he lived in Spring, and because I have extra seats at Shake Russell, I'm going to take the money for KPFT if I can. I don't care who gets the money.
as long as Shake is happy.
And if I have I've talked to people before that didn't get a premium. I still have a friend named Matt Herbert that was supposed to get tickets, and the concert was canceled. I'm still waiting on something of how I can satisfy this guy to get them back into the fold. Okay,
this is just a Teresa thing. I thought, because I didn't hear
it's the
anything
Teresa
on
thing,
the
yeah.
Air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, I want to ask
Robin. Nancy, I think the deal is that when we have calls with lapsed donors, it's a great opportunity to really listen to them, and you get some feedback on the station. And it's a chance people say, "Hey, where's Rourke?" And I say, "Hey, Rourke is back." And you know, they appreciate that information. Sometimes they will give because of it. Yeah. So I got one response out of six people today, and I think that's a good thing.
Okay, I want to answer from Robin. She oversees. Robin, you're overseeing this, right? So that you can catch some mistake, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I remember I did it only one time. Wendy gave me a sheet of paper with 70 names on it, with telephone numbers and addresses. And did not give me any instructions. Just she said, "Please call these people; they're lapsed donors." And it took me 4 to 5 hours to call, and I didn't finish. I did maybe around 45, and that I was doing was usually leaving a message because they were not home. It was during the day, or they didn't pick up the phone. I don't know. But the few calls I got. They were like, no, I haven't. They said, "Oh, well, maybe later on. They can't do it right now." And a few of them said they were out of work. And then the few that renewed, it was a very few, like a handful. And then I got two complaints. They didn't get their hoodie yet, and that was last winter. And now it's spring, and when are they going to get their hoodie? And the other person, he donated. And then he said, "Please do not announce my name on the air." And I said, "Okay." And I wrote down, anonymous or whatever. I forgot how the pledge form is. But whoever did it said the full name on the air. And that guy called, and he wanted to talk to me.
Oh.
And he said, I said, "Don't say my name." I said, "I'm really sorry. It was a mistake." And he said, "I want you to make it up to me." And I said, "How's that?" He said, "Buy me a cap." And I went, "Oh, a KPFT cap?" And he said, "Yes, then it's going to be okay. You broke your promise, so you have to buy me a cap." And so I said, "Wait a minute, let me check how much is a cap." And then I said, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy you a cap because it's so expensive." And I said, "It's not really
my
fault."
"I'll buy him a cap."
"What you promised." Oh, he was a little bit upset, so I didn't do well there. That usual, or I'm just taking a long time, like 4 or 5 hours, and I covered about 45 names?
Well, Kurt's done it. Kurt, how many calls can you make, Kurt?
I have no idea. Some are longer than others. I usually go through two pages, sometimes a little more. The last time I did it, I spent about, three hours at the station, made $150 that I'm sure of, and I work very cheap. That's a rate of, 70-something dollars an hour. Not bad. It just depends on the day.
All right, so let's move on. Let's move on, okay? Because we only have about 15 minutes left in a whole hour. The next item on the agenda is concert speaker at the local venue. We just did the Sweet Mama Cotton. I'm putting a call out looking for people that might want to give concerts or speak. 14 Pews is for sale, but, if we find somebody in the next couple months, we could do another concert. So everybody think about it. If you have any contacts or desires, we should probably, Robin, you might want to put a call out to the programmers and see if they know of anyone that might want to do a performance. Okay. Next item is capital fund needs for the new building. Robin, when do you think that we will have this list put out for the building.
Right now, the plan is January, beginning of January, where also we plan to do a soft open for an official capital campaign.
Official campaign starts January?
Yep.
What day?
Well, officially January 1st, but obviously that won't really be the day. It'll probably be the 2nd or the 3rd.
Do we have a catchy name for it?
No.
Okay. Looking for a name.
Not really.
Or a theme. All right. Well, we want a name or a theme.
Building. Wait. Well, I remember Bill's suggestions, and he said the thing I remember was insulation is poor. He said it's as bad as the last place we had. So, I mean, that's going to run up the electricity bill for air conditioning if we don't have insulation.
Well, I want to see a list of things that we want. I mean, I was working in a room today that's going to be a studio, and it had no rugs to wipe your feet when people come in the door. And I think that we can, you know, somebody, it's just kind of like a baby shower, somebody, or a wedding. Or a wedding gift, you know, you have your registry and somebody can't afford things, but if you give them items to buy in a variety of costs, then some people might be able to afford something.
Okay, KPFD building shower?
Okay. Thank you, Nancy.
Well, for the time being, until we can think of a better
Our one. Baby. Our baby is KPFD baby shower.
It's built for the staff.
Building baby. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Bill.
No, just a minor correction. There is some insulation. It's not as bad as at Lovett, where there wasn't any insulation. There's some in the attic. I don't think there's any in the walls, though, and there needs to be more in the attic. But that's just, you know, one example. But, you know, I wonder if you want a name or slogan, maybe something involving the word Caroline. I don't know. I'm not very imaginative tonight, but, you know, because that's our location.
How did your HPJC event go, Bill?
It was nice. It wasn't that well attended, you know, compared to what we had before the pandemic. But
the program was
super. It was really great.
And what about the Benjamin event?
The Omidia Benjamin? Well, there's been four of them. The last one's today. I went to the one on Saturday, and it was nice. She was a terrific little program. It wasn't super well attended either, but, you know, spreading it out over four locations, 4 days, it kind of spreads the crowd around. So,
was that a Zoom meeting, or is she just in town for 4 days?
No, it was in person.
Wow.
She's in town for four, at four different locations.
And how much were you charging for that?
Nothing. It's free.
Wow.
Well, you know, we kind of asked for donations so we could give the venue a little bit to help, you know. Like the one we had Saturday was at the Houston Mennonite Church, and they weren't charging us anything, but we kind of passed the plate. We did it. They didn't, but, you know, to give them a little bit.
Very nice.
You know, there was a big mistake.
And then HPJC and the Foreign Policy Alliance covered most of the expenses for her travel.
Yeah,
they were very
good. Egberto's show, because he was interviewing Madea, and at that time Madea was in New York City. And so somebody called in and said, would you please come, inviting her to come to the Mennonite Church tomorrow night, and I mean Saturday night. And she said, no, I'm in New York City. And she said, no, I can't come. You know, I'm in New York City. And so then I talked to Barry Klein because he sent me an email, please come to the Mennonite Church on Saturday. I said, oh, I think there's a mistake because she said she's not coming, that she's in New York City. And then Barry emailed me back saying, oh, her person that takes care of all her travel and everything, I did not have a good, understanding with Madea. So she's going to be there, he said. And I was surprised, you know. So maybe that's why it was poorly attended, because she says, no, I can't come. I'm in New York City. And then she comes, you know, but she didn't know her own schedule.
Okay. So, does anybody, next item, the fourth item is challenge fund for the pledge drive upcoming. What's the date of the next pledge drive, Robin?
January 1st. Oh, no, it's now.
No, it's currently February 3rd through February 26th.
February 3rd through 25th?
26th.
Okay. Does anybody have any ideas for how we might want to raise money for a challenge grant for this pledge drive?
This means which one? Now? December?
The one that starts February the 3rd. I'd like to have a challenge fund before it starts. Everybody put on your thinking caps if you can. Think about it, okay?
You're looking for a challenge for what? Amount of money?
How, who to approach to get some sort of challenge grant so we have money in hand before the pledge drive starts.
Okay, are you thinking about matching donations?
Yes.
Okay.
In the past, we might have approached a big donor and said, you know, hey, if we raise $100,000, will you give 50? You know, or something. So give it some thought, everybody, okay? Because I think it's better if we start a drive with money in hand. Okay. We're now...
You know what? This is kind of crazy. Usually we don't have a fund drive in January, do we? Do we always have a fund drive in December and January and February? I know February we do, and December we have a quiet. So we're having 3 months straight of why are we doing in January?
Because whatever money we made in the months before,
we made the money
to be replenished. Yeah. No, this has been done for years, what we're doing now.
Oh, really? December, January,
yes.
February? I just don't remember. I remember February and December. I don't remember January.
Yep, usually the next on-air drive usually starts in January. We were able to move it to February at least this time, make it a little more
high. Nancy, let me be clear. We are not having a fund drive in January.
Oh, I thought she said January 1st would be the next one.
No, February the 3rd.
Oh, well, I misunderstood. I thought, why are we having it in January?
All right, let's move on. Okay.
What is January 1st about?
Capital campaign.
Can we move on? Can we move
on? Capital
campaign. Capital campaign. Yes. Thank you. You're right, Nancy. There is something going on in January.
Are we going to call it the capital campaign? Are we going to call it the baby building? I don't know. What, a Carolina whatever shower? Is that what it is?
No, we are not naming it the baby shower. We are encouraging Robin and Susan Young of the capital campaign to come up with
the list.
Theme.
The list will come January 1st. Okay. That's what I want to see.
All right.
I have a question. This quiet campaign, I don't hear any cart. It would be nice to have a cart. And maybe a woman's voice. I mean, I'm tired of hearing Sandy's voice. I have nothing against Sandy, but I mean, all the time he's announcing these you know, money, and then people begin to feel a little tense. Their muscles start to tense up. Oh, he's going to ask for money again. So, you know, put the tension on somebody else. Somebody, maybe a woman's voice. I don't know. Somebody else's voice. About quiet campaign.
Can we move on?
Yeah, we don't have a cart going, so I didn't even know where the campaign started already.
Robin, would you look into, I'm sure we've been playing cards for Giving Tuesday and then Sweet Mama Cotton and the Cottonwood event. Make sure that we've started the quiet campaign stuff?
The whole point of the campaign is for it to not sound like our usual campaign. And right now what's being encouraged is the programmers doing their shows, recorded or live, to make the ask. And they've been giving scripts that they can use to do that. And they've been advised to make it short and sweet, but to always do it consistently. That's why we call it quiet and not like the others.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like
I have one
to
more question.
Oh my God.
I have one more question.
Okay.
You're going to let
okay,
me ask
we have
a question or not?
Go ahead, Nancy.
I want to know how much we made last time. I think it was, what, 60,000? What did we make last time? It was a lot.
It was a lot. Something like that. I don't remember the exact number right now.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful.
Well, that was unusually large. It's usually in the 30s or 40s, but last year was weird year.
Okay, we are in new business, and I'd like to move on. Okay.
Well, hurry up.
So, I'm trying, Nancy.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Nancy, you want to ask your question about online auction?
Yes. I've been following the activity at KPFK, and their online auction is going to start December 8th, like in 2 days. And I was helping her. And I helped her get. I helped Janine Ron. Okay, that was her. And the leather lady from WBI has been kind of following, and another lady, Serene Roberts, is following because we're trying to prepare for our stations to also have the same thing, and we're kind of learning from what Janine's doing. And so what Janine got was dinner tickets at restaurants, theater tickets, you know, for the playhouses, jewelry. Some people donate jewelry and books signed by, or was it some kind of record, Johnny Mitchell autographed, and then a Grateful Dead complete CD set. And autographed, you know, that kind of stuff, memorabilia stuff. And so she's still. And so I said, well, call Debbie Allen and tell her I used to have I had a class with her. You know, we had the same ballet teacher a long time ago. See if she'll give some ballet lessons free. And so it's listed now, ballet. And then she was at, Janine asked me to look up some kickboxing schools and judo and that kind of thing. Anyway, I'm trying to help her now. And so if they had started earlier and they had more people to help her, she just needed the telephone number or the contact information, the name of the school, and then she would be on the phone calling these people. I think we could do it much faster if we had a division of labor and the committee picked what they wanted to call and find out. And we need those kind of things, and we would need a cart. Now, I don't know if they made a cart or not, and I don't see it on their website yet, so they're going to have a hard time. We should have a cart. We should have a on the website so people can send an email, well, I've got this, I've got that, I want to donate. And then on social media, get Rodrigo to, promote it. And then we got to think up, create things like, I don't know what kind of lessons. A lot of people are masseur. I'm thinking of masseurs that might do one masseur, free, and then we put it on the auction, and then that promotes them, their businesses, because it'll be listed, and then maybe pictures of the objects. And what they're doing is they're bringing all that stuff into the station, and then they sell it online, and then the owner has to pay for it being shipped to the seller the new owner pays for it being sent from the station to them. But I'm thinking that, I hate that. Just can we just match it like matchmaker, and like then they meet at some place, you know, together if they're in close proximity, and then they
Nancy?
Send the money to KPFT.
Nancy, would you be willing to listen?
Anyway, can you be quiet just a little bit more, and then I'll shut up. So I want the ideas from this committee to think of, you know, I asked you at the last month's meeting, don't you think it's better if we matchmake them as much as possible so we don't have to be, they have to pay in it extra to have it shipped from the station? I mean, it's just unnecessary, I think. People bringing things to the station, and your station, I have not seen our station yet, but I can imagine I saw just a whole bunch of boxes, and I don't know. It just seems to me we should do matchmaker. I want people to be thinking about that theater, symphony, and all this. This Sean Fain. I just saw a sign, a billboard near my house. We used to announce them, and they used to give us money. It's Jones Hall. Anyway, the other kind of things, you know, like lessons, you know, what you know, voice lessons or, sports lessons or whatever. So I want the committee to think of ideas. And unfortunately, it's too late for Christmas. And but anyway, we'll learn from what KPFK did, and I think we could do very well.
KPFK, not KPFA, right?
No, not A. I don't talk to those people much. And KPFK I talk to.
Okay.
KPFK has no committees, Teresa. Zero committees. And they're right now, they just finished up that craft. They sponsor and promote a arts craft, a once-a-year thing. It's huge, huge, huge. And then they help volunteer when somebody has to go to the toilet. They go and guard their little stall until they come back. So they're helping like that. And then they get paid something. KPFA gets money for helping and promoting that craft fair. It's a huge craft fair once a year. I forgot what it's called.
All right, Tom, what did you want to say, Tom?
Okay, I was going to suggest that Nancy brings it up at the outreach committee meeting so that way we can, accomplish more. Or we can look at it in depth. You understand what I'm saying?
It's about the same people.
Well, unless someone volunteers right now to coordinate that, or at least have an exploratory subcommittee.
Well, I was expecting this committee to be the committee.
Well, you have to have at least one person that's going to spearhead it, Nancy.
I don't mind spearheading, but I need other people's input.
Well, what you need to do is ask right now who wants to work on this with you, and if you don't have another person working on it with you, then you either have to talk with Robin about doing it all by yourself, or it's just not the time for that to happen.
Well, that's what's happening at KPFK. Yeah, Janine's doing
all. I don't
want to
talk about KPFK.
Well, look, I'm telling you, she's doing by herself. She's spearheading, and she's trying to ask for other people to help. So I am in Houston, and I'm helping her, and I only helped her find one or two places. And because I don't know L.A., I feel uncomfortable recommending something that I don't really know if they're good. Like, what if they have a... She asked me to look for kickboxing classes in L.A. She said all she needs is a telephone number and the name of the place. But, you know, what if they make an accident and they're not very good?
Nancy,
it's applicable for what our – you're going to have the same problems if we just go down the telephone list and start asking. I mean, it's better if we have the listeners recommend places. I think that's what they should have done. They should have asked their listeners to help.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put this in the hands of Robin. Robin, give this some thought. We'll bring it up at our next meeting. And if we think it has merit, if there's anybody has some ideas and wants to work on this, then we'll convene a subcommittee meeting to discuss it.
Well, I'm going to ask one more thing. Everybody on this committee, if they know, make a list. Be making a list and be thinking about it. And I'm going to ask the LSB, too, a list of places where we could ask them to give something free, even if it's a lesson, and then we'd have their name and their contact information, so be ready to, mm-hmm. to ask. And the more, the better, because not everybody likes just one type of thing, you know.
Okay. Okay, so what's saying is, Nancy asked that we make a list of people, nonprofits, and businesses that we could approach for an online auction.
Yes, and what they're getting is promotion on the online auction, their name of their business and their
okay.
contact information. So that's kind of what they get on their end, and we get the money.
Okay. All right, I want to confirm now that our next meeting will be on January the 3rd at 6 p.m., okay, January the 3rd. And does anyone, what I'd like to do is close this meeting and have just a very, very brief meeting, no more than 10 minutes, to discuss another idea. But this is going to be a separate subcommittee. It's not going to be recorded. So at this point, I encourage you to stay on the call, but I'm entertaining a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, Tom Harper moves to adjourn. Do we have any objection?
Mike Lewis for the stack. I've got an idea for the January fundraising, a name we can call it. We can call it the Donations for the Sweet Caroline Building.
Oh, okay. Sweet Caroline. Robin,
Sweet Caroline Building.
Robin, would you pass that on to the capital campaign people?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, it's now 7:08. This meeting is adjourned, and if you'll stay on the phone, we will proceed with this subcommittee. Just very briefly, you don't have to stay. 7:08 p.m. Central Time. All right, this meeting is to discuss an idea that I had. It has to do with vehicle donations. I had a conversation with a person who has worked as a corporate counsel and has also worked as a recording secretary on a number of committees and boards, and he now has a business where he repairs RVs. I've talked with Hank Lamb about this. I've also talked with Sandy. This man has a business. His business is in the League City area, Galveston County area. He says there are quite a number of people that that are winter Texans. They come down to Texas and in their RVs, and they camp here during the winter. And my idea is that we somehow approach those people either on Facebook or we approach them to somehow acquaint them with the station so they become members of the station, and perhaps at some point we can approach them to donate their RVs to KPFT. Because many of these people are of an age where if they don't have children, or even if they do, they don't know what to do with their RV when they're too old to be driving cross country with it. And I thought that we could approach, there's a very large RV park in Livingston, Texas. I thought I might go see them, introduce myself, do some sort of mixer, talk to them about KPFT, get them interested in KPFT. And my friend Todd Walker, his idea was that we somehow use Facebook, start putting things about donating vehicles on our Facebook page occasionally, like, you know, maybe one time, you know, once a week or twice a week, put something in about donating an ATV or donating a motorcycle or donating an RV, and then bump it. If you give a little bit of money, you can reach maybe 10,000 people, for example, and just plant the seed of, like, hey, is it time for you to retire from your RV life? And I'm sure Todd could maybe help us write that. And I was wondering if this group has any other ideas of how else to maybe plant the seed, because these people, most of them, are retired. And
I have an idea.
Some of them might not have family. So, yeah, go ahead. Let's brainstorm about how we could maybe reach people and plant the idea of donating cars or RVs to KPFT. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. We have a lot of RVs around here in Harris County. Also, Baytown, retirement areas. So I'm suggesting that we contact, you know, the RV parks, you know, in the Houston and the Harris County area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you call them on the phone, you know, and they could, the park manager can help us that way if anybody's interested in donating their RV.
Tom, do you have anybody that might see, this guy repairs RVs, so he's going to get me the list of people in, like, League City and Galveston. Do you have anybody that maybe has contacts with those people?
I can call around and ask.
Okay, okay.
I have to have the information.
Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy.
I think our approach should be first to tell them about KPFT and then the shows, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., where they can call in and say whatever is on their mind. And then at noon, the noon hour, usually from 12 noon to 1 p.m., they're asking for telephone calls. So instead of the approach of when you die, would you leave it to – I mean, I don't think we should even talk about that, but –
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that for many people, when they turn a certain age, they don't want to. A lot of these people are from, like, Michigan, Ohio. They come down here to avoid the snow. And at some point, just like my father, when he hit, like, 89 or 88, he knew he wasn't going to come down to Texas anymore, and he was looking for a place to get rid of his RV. So you're right. Let's tell them about KPFT. Robin, can you give some thought as to what we might put into a brochure that I could, I mean, I could put something on it that with the program schedule, but maybe how we could tailor it to senior citizens on the go. Any other ideas?
It sounds like you're trying to do a couple of things. One, to make them listeners. And then I guess the thought is after they are listeners, they'll be more inclined to donate an RV. This is a long, sounds like a long-term plan here. And if you're going to visit RV parks, you're going to need a decent number of people to do that in a relatively short period, if you want to do it in a relatively short period of time.
Well, this is what I did for a living for a while. Well, then you should tell us how to do it. I know. I worked in recreation administration. So, I mean, I have escorted over 200 tours. I have organized parties. I studied this in college, parks and recreation. I mean, and so, and I belong to professional organizations where you organize entertainment or games or discussion groups or recreational activities for groups of people. So my thought was I would go down to the, I would get on the schedule to do some sort of mixer or entertainment at an RV park. My parents used to go down to Harlingen. They were in a facility called Fun and Sun, and they had over 1,000 RVs there. They had, you know, games rooms, they had shuffleboard, they had a pool, they had a crafts store, they had, like, ceramics, they had whole They had a house where they had several rooms where you could go and play bridge or dominoes, you know, and they had recreational activities. I'm just trying to...
Okay.
And Todd's idea was, like, getting them on our Facebook page, asking them, do you want to get on our Facebook page? Would you want to be our friend us? And I'm just thinking of, I mean, this is two parts to it, but for somebody like Todd, it's not unusual, I think, for him to meet somebody that has is in a situation where they might want to unload their RV. And Todd might be the person to say, hey, you know, you might want to donate it to this nice little radio station. So he's working on something that we could put in Facebook. But there are, I mean, there are other ideas. I mean, I'd like to go meet with Tom and have Tom talk about, you know, meet other senior citizens because they're social people. I mean, to me, when I worked in Jefferson Arms, it was like having 800 grandparents. I mean, they love talking to people. So if anyone has any ideas of how we can reach out to these people, I encourage you to give me a call. And I think it might be just like going to a parade. We could go to a place, we could put something on the bulletin board, we could put the KPFT schedule on there, and these people could conceivably join KPFT and start listening. Because I bet you they like blues. I bet you they like Americana. I bet you some of them, you know, would love our public affairs.
If you had a recorder in your hand and were taking
mm-hmm.
their comments, like a
mm-hmm.
10 seconds or 20 seconds or 30 seconds, anyway,
mm-hmm.
give them a time limit so they don't go off for 1 hour, but
mm-hmm.
and say, well, if we edit this and it goes on KPFT, give me your email and I will let you know when it's going to be heard. We could do this at parades, too. We could do this at any event.
Mm-hmm.
Then
yeah.
Have those things on the air. And it doesn't
mm-hmm.
have to be all in one slot. It could be a little bit in this show, a little bit on the next show. Doesn't have to
mm-hmm.
take up a whole, you know, hour. That way it's less painful to programmers, and it's interesting for people to hear other people's voices. You know, you don't want to hear the same voice for a whole 3 hours. You want to hear different voices, and they would like that they're considered important. I don't think we should rush the thing about donating their vehicle when they're going to hit the bucket. I think we could include in the program guide the vehicle donation, so there's a little asking there without being, you know, overt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think that it has merit, Teresa. Yeah.
Well, good point. Good point. I think that people have interesting stories, and they might even like our call-in shows. We should promote our call-in shows.
And then people might be less timid to do it, like to your phone or to your recorder, than calling in. I don't know why it just. I have some suggestions to give to Steve Hunter. I wish he would not ask people to give their name or tell how they voted, and he's asking personal questions. That's going to scare off a lot of people who might have called, but they're afraid they're going to be asked to say their whole name, what they do for a living. I think he's making a mistake asking those questions because a lot of people are not going to call. A lot of women are not calling. I should have said this to Steve, to himself, instead of to all you people.
Everybody please, Robin, would you please consider putting something eye-catching on our Facebook page about vehicle donations, especially RVs or motorcycles? I don't know whether we're maybe ignoring that, but that's a very good potential place for us to mention vehicle donations.
And boats
also
as well.
Water skis. What?
Yeah, and
what?
Boats. Boats.
And water skis, right?
Jet skis.
Jet skis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're called. boats.
Robin, did you? Robin, would you consider this maybe? Are you there, Robin?
Maybe we should do that.
Tom, the stack.
Go ahead, Tom.
Are you talking about jet skis?
Yes.
Okay.
They take jet skis. They take ATVs. They take boats.
What's an
with
ATV?
A trailer. All-terrain vehicle.
Oh, I still don't know what
it is. Where you're going up and down around hills and in the woods and things. Anyway, I think maybe Robin has left the call, so I'm going to send her a specific email about this to, and if anything occurs to you as to a way that you can,
well, any of us could
The wording that we could put on our Facebook page, or the wording that we could put in social media on our email, to promote vehicle donations, I think we're just missing out on opportunities. Okay. Anybody else have any suggestions about this idea, vehicle RV donations?
I move we adjourn.
Okay.
Me too.
All right. Tom Harper moves that we adjourn. Any objections?
No.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. And listen, if I don't talk to you before then, have a great holiday season, and for sure we'll talk to you next year on the 3rd, okay?
Yeah, and anything you get for Christmas that you don't want, keep it for the online auction.
Any white elephants. If you have a white elephant, talk to Nancy, okay?
Don't forget about the
elephant.
Teresa.
Yes.
Remind everybody about the outreach committee meeting, please.
When is the next outreach committee meeting?
December the 15th.
December 15th. December 15th. At what time? 6:15?
At 6:15 p.m.
Okay, Central Time.
Be there, be square.
Okay, thank you then.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Take care. Bye.
Take care of your health.
Bye-bye.
Bye.